ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم. Alhamdulillah, respected brothers and sisters, all praise are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having blessed us with this blessed month of Ramadan, blessed day of Jum'ah, having blessed us in the blessed ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For all these ni'mah, all these bounties, we have to be very grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They've literally cornered me here today. And Faisal is shouting also. Brothers, alhamdulillah, Ramadan comes, Ramadan goes, winters come, winters go, summers come, summers go. People have come before us, they have gone. We are here, we will also go one day. There is no doubt about that. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. But Allah wants us to go in a manner that Allah is happy with us. Allah gives us different seasons so that we can comprehend the greatness of Allah. Allah gives us different months so that we can come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ramadan is one of those months also. And the objective of Ramadan, Allah Himself mentions, is لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you become God conscious. Not so that you can lose some weight now. Whole year you've been going to the gym, you were not succeeding. You paid how much dollars you were paying there, you are not succeeding. Now the month came, now I can lose weight. I tell my landlord the other day, you know, our fasting month started. Oh, now you can lose some weight. I looked at him, I said, that's not the objective. And so some of us think differently. The objective, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you become God conscious. Your life last year and the coming life must be different. I must be getting closer to Allah, because 360 days, 365 days that have gone now, I've lost it. Those days are never coming back. I don't know how many days I've got left ahead. Whether it's 60 days, 70 days, 1,000 days, Allah alone knows. But I have to prepare myself. When that thought comes, when that reality is in the heart, when the reality is in the heart that, no, I'm going to my qabr, I'm going to meet my Allah, then man will start changing. Because why? The haqiqah is there. Not on the kalam, not on the mouth, not on the tongue, but the haqiqah in the heart. The haqiqah in the heart. That really now he has that consciousness, he has that fear that he's going to meet his Allah. Automatically he will change. Tell somebody, this weekend, Sunday evening, certain time you are going to die, whether you like it or not. Then the doctors will tell him, somebody's got cancer, you have 6 months. Immediately, from that time, his life is changed. He's thinking differently, he's acting differently. Because why? He knows he's going. He knows he's going. He's making preparations. That my children must be taken care of, my wife must be taken care of, the world is drawn up, everything, you know. When a Muslim, when he has that haqiqah in his heart, I'm going to meet my Allah, then everything is become secondary. Everything will become secondary. That is when the haqiqah is in the heart, not on the tongue only. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا وَرَضُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَاطْمَأَنُّوا بِهَا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا غَافِلُونَ. Those that don't have the desire to meet us, the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are happy with the life of this world, and they are content with whatever they have, they are unmindful of the commands of Allah, unmindful of the signs that Allah has given them from time to time, the different seasons, the different months, the different situations and conditions, all that they are seeing, they become unmindful of that. Allah Ta'ala said, "Hum an ayatina ghafilun." They are unmindful. Ulaika ma'wahumun nar. For them, the abode is going to be the Jahannam. So Allah has given us the Ramadan, respected brothers. We have to be very grateful that we are able to experience this month of Ramadan. We have to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, how many others had made dua, Ya Allah, take us towards Ramadan, they could not see this month of Ramadan. We must be very grateful, respected brothers. The thing is, how can we benefit from this month? What adjustments do I have to make in my life so that I can benefit? One adjustment all of us can make, respected brothers, is as far as our salah is concerned. Salah, which is the most important pillar of Islam after Iman. Let us make a resolution in this month of Ramadan that, Ya Allah, in this month of Ramadan, I am going to make a resolution to you. I'm making a resolution with you. Not for any other human being, not for my wife, or my children, or my friends, then I'm going to perform every salah of mine with jam on time, first on time. Whenever the time of the salah enters, I'm going to perform it. Whether I'm in my business, whether I'm in my office, whether I'm traveling with my family, some social gathering, I want to make salah on time. In the salah that kanat ala al-mu'mina kitabu mawquta. Even better, I will try and perform all my salah with jama'ah. Because my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Rasul, one who should be an example in my life, even in his last stages of his life, he used to be dragged to the masjid. He used to be taken by the support of two sahaba so that he could perform his salah with jama'ah also. So I'm going to make a resolution that in this month of Ramadan, my salah, I'm going to perform it with jama'ah. If I cannot make it to the masjid, at least I will make some effort to see that people around in my office or in the apartment complex where I'm living, if there are 5-6 brothers, 5-6 families, let us get together and make salah with jama'ah. Because salah with jama'ah is better than performing salah individually. In that way we will get the help and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah likes to see people perform salah with jama'ah. So salah with jama'ah. And also we must make a habit, as we know in the month of Ramadan, the practice of Taraweeh, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, the month is coming, where during the day you will fast and then during the night you will stand. Optional prayers. So the Taraweeh, at least I should present myself for the Taraweeh. I should come to the masjid for the Taraweeh. If not at the masjid, at least I should see that some salah is established in my home. Or like I say, some neighborhood, whatever it is, wherever I am, there are certain families. Let us establish this. Let us establish the Taraweeh. People, we, respected brothers, it comes once in a year. Once in a year we get this opportunity and we do not take benefit from it. So I must make a habit of seeing that I am there every night for Salatul Taraweeh. And I must make a point of taking my children also, those children who are able to perform Salah, who are in that age where you encourage them to perform Salah, where Sharia also encourages you and commands you, Rasulullah is commanded. Make a point that you bring them for Salatul Taraweeh also. Tell them, never mind, your schoolwork, inshallah, it will get done also. You be obedient to Allah, fulfill Allah's commandments, Allah will fulfill your work. Make them think like that, make them understand like that also. It was very easy. Oh, yeah, I have so much homework, what am I going to do? And already the heart melts. The heart melts. You got to make a tarbiyah of the child from now. Your homework will get done afterwards. Cut your TV time, cut your play time, whatever it is. But Salatul Taraweeh, you should see that you are there. And then we should make a point of performing those 12 rak'ah of Sunnah Mu'akkadah. That from this month I'm going to start now. The 12 rak'ahs of Sunnah Mu'akkadah, I'm going to make a habit of reciting, of performing it. And I'm going to perform it on time. The 2 rak'ahs of Fajr, 2 rak'ahs of Sunnah before Fajr Salah, the 4 rak'ahs of Sunnah before Zuhr, 2 rak'ahs of Sunnah after the Zuhr Farz, the 2 Sunnah of Maghrib after the Farz of Maghrib, and the 2 Sunnah of Isha after the Farz of Isha. I'm going to make a point. Because my Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was punctual on this, so I'm also going to make a point. And also, we should not confine ourselves just to 8 rakats at night. It is a long night. We can make more also. We can make more than 8. Rasulullah made 8, but his 8, can we make the 8 like how he made the 8? Where it is mentioned his feet used to swell. Today our minds are too swelled up to understand, you see. Then nothing goes through the mind also. So at least you can increase. Why confine ourselves to 8 also? When for every extra rak'ah that you are going to perform, you are going to be rewarded. One sunnah is like you are getting the reward of one fard. One fard will give you the reward of 70 fara'id. So, when you perform 8, alhamdulillah, go home and perform more. Rather than sitting in front of the TV, and rather than sitting in front of the computer, and being distracted by this, and just make qiyamul layl. Get up at night. After the 8, if you want to perform the 20, Read the 8 year, go home, rest for a while, but get up at night again. Getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is as far as our salah is concerned. Number two, respected brothers, is Quran. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. It is the month in which the Quran was revealed. The month in which the Quran was revealed. And revealed from whom? تنزيل من الرحمن الرحيم. From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not from anywhere else, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in this Quran, Allah has kept the contentment of heart. Allah bi dhikrillahi taqma'inul qulub. What greater dhikr can there be than the Quran, respected brothers? Allah has kept contentment in that. Today we are worried about this. This one is giving me problems, and that one is giving me problems, and I'm experiencing problems here. Why? Because we are not attached to the Quran. When we attach ourselves to the Quran, Allah will put that itminan, and Allah will put that raha in us, respected brothers. And we should make a point, not only of making tilawat of the Quran, we should make a point of understanding the Quran also. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْطَالُهَا. Do they not ponder over the Quran? Are there locks on the, are there chains? You know, bolts on their hearts? No, we must make a point of understanding. We must make a point of understanding and bring our life on the Quran. The most important thing is, we must become living examples of the Quran. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Someone came to Aisha radiallahu anha. What was the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So she said, don't you people read the Quran? So we must become living examples of the Quran. Not only in the masjid, out of the masjid also, in the homes also, we should become living examples. Because man a'rad an dhikri, fa'inna lahu ma'ishatan danka, wa nahshuru yawm al-qiyamati a'ma. Qala rabbi lima hashartani a'ma, wa qad kuntu basira. Qala kathalika atatka ayatuna fanasita, wa kathalika al-yawm tunsa. Because when we turn away from the Quran, when our life is not modeled around the Quran, then respected brothers, like Allah Ta'ala says, man a'rad an dhikri, who turns away from our dhikr, that is the Quran also, respected brothers, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْتَ. His life in this world will become straightened. He can work from morning till late, and he will think that his needs are going to be fulfilled. Nothing will be fulfilled. He'll be more and more in debt. This bill to pay, this to look after, this insurance. Then he gets a knock here, he gets a knock there. He has to go to a hospital. This one is making a claim, that one is laying charges against you. Why? فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْتَ. Then finally you come in, Shaykh. Big problem. Make dua. Okay, what can I do to come out of this problem? Why? Because your life is not on Quran. Your life is not on the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah makes your life difficult in this world. And in the hereafter, Allah will raise your blind. So as far as our tilawat, we make a point that we attach ourselves to the Quran. That is number three, respected brothers. Sadaqah. Charity. Any form of charity. One is sadaqatul fitr, which we will have to give before Eid. And one is, you know, from our wealth, the zakatul mal. From our wealth, 2.5% zakat we have to give on those assets. Certain assets, like somebody asks, on a car you don't give, on a home you don't give, but your jewelry, gold, silver, all the excess wealth that where 1 year has passed, all that you have to give zakat on that. Because this is a purification for your other wealth also. By you taking out zakat is a purification of your wealth. And besides sadaqah, natural, just general sadaqah also, cools the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should encourage our children, that, dear my child, yes, no, this is a quarter today, put in a sadaqah jar. Or my daughter, make a point, teach them sadaqah, teach them to spend now for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ali radiallahu mentioned, an Ali qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna fil jannati la ghurafan. Verily in Jannah you will find nice balconies, homes, you know, penthouses, whatever it is. Yura zuhuraha min butuniha. You will see the inside, you will see the outside from the inside. And wabutunuha min zuhuriha. You will see the inside from the outside also. Sahaba ikram was, you know, amazed. Such beautiful balconies or homes or rooms, chambers, penthouses, whatever it is. Qalu liman hiya. For whom is it going to be? Only for the rich, only for the Quraysh, or only for the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam? Rasulullah said, no, they didn't mention this for Quraysh, I'm just giving example. Qalu liman hiya, they just said, liman hiya, for whom is it? In other words, is it for special people? No. Qala liman akab al kanam. One who will have good speech. Tayyib, you know? Taba yatibu, taba yatibu, tayyiban. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu anfiqu min tayyibati ma kasabtum. Spend from the wealth which is good. Atab al kalam, who has good speech, good talks, always kind to people, advising people. When somebody picks a fight with him in Ramadan also, he says, brother, I am fasting. This is not the month to fight. Rather, Muslims should not fight at all. Muslims should not fight at all. Human beings, for what? We have knowledge, we have a mind, we have different faculties where we can settle our differences. Why should we fight? Liman atab al kalam. Number two is wa'at amat ta'am. One who will feed. Imagine Rasulullah SAW saying, one who will feed a fasting person in this month, Allah will give him a drink from my haud, where he will not experience thirst again. Allahu Akbar. Wa'at amat ta'am, wa'adam as-siyam. And who is punctual as far as fasting is concerned, not in the month of Ramadan only, but throughout the whole year. Ramadan is a practice, is a practice ground for that. That the next 11 months, I'm going to be also remembering Ramadan, but at least bring the sunnah of Rasulullah in my life. Every Monday and Thursday, at least I will five, or Yom Kippur, 13, 14, 15, 14, 15, 16 every month, those 3 days. Wa adama siyam, dawam, you know, punctuality, and steadfastness. Steadfastness on fasting. وَصَلَّى بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ الْيَامِ. And to perform salah at night when people are sleeping. When people are sleeping. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put these qualities in us. Also, respected brothers, number four is الدُّعَى. Let us take time out and make dua to Allah. Because in the second juz, after the siyam and all that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. O Rasulullah, when my servants will ask you concerning me, tell them I am very close, إِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Even closer than our jugular veins. So we have to make dua to Allah, we have to cry to Allah, we have to call out to Allah. Because it is only Allah who can help us. There is no government that can help us, no bank manager can help us, no one can fulfill our needs, only Allah. Allah is the one who is going to fulfill our needs, and Allah wants us to turn to Him. Allah wants us to turn to Him. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. الله إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. And those that will turn away, who are too proud to ask from Allah, who are too haughty to ask from Allah, thinking that they are self-sufficient, that some government will fulfill their need, some hukuma will fulfill their need, some king will fulfill their need, some boss is going to fulfill their need, or some company is going to fulfill their need, and not asking Allah. Allah says, سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. Verily, they will enter Jahannam. So we have to ask Allah, oh Allah, you bless me in this, bless me in that, bless in everything. Because الدُّعَى مُخُّ الْإِبَادَةِ. This is the sense, this is the essence of ibadah. To connect yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the month. Before you make iftar, make dua to Allah. At that time your dua is accepted. After every four salah, you make dua, Allah Ta'ala accepts your dua, according to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the time. From I was making 3 minutes every day, let me increase to 3.5. From 3.5 to 4, 4.5 to 5. Increase the time of your dua also. In this way you'll be increasing your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And dua is not just, you know, mentioning a few phrases or a few sentences. Dua is kalam with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. Like how Allah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his duas. Then you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, show your lowliness, your unworthiness, that you are nothing. Allah is everything. Then put your request forward to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like how did Zakariya alayhi salam say? وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّي. وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ يَا زَكَرِيَّا. You know that this thing he's saying, that my bones are gone weak, my hair is gone white, I am nothing. In spite of all this, against everything against us, Bab, oh Allah, you give me. Ask Allah, put your request forward. Allah will never turn it away. Allah wants you must come forward to Him. Allah wants you must ask of Him. Number five, associating with pious people. اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. Keep company with people who will remind you about Allah, your duties towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't keep company with those who will take you away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the schools, in the colleges, in our universities, in our jobs, in our offices. Keep company. Keep company with those even in your neighborhood. Imam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala says that the need for a good associate, a good friend, a pious friend is like how one needs food and water. Just how food and water is important to your body, for your survival, similarly for your spiritual survival, you are in need of a pious friend. اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Associate with pious people. So respected brothers, these are just a few points, you know, that inshallah, if we make effort on these points, then Allah will give us the tawfiq of, you know, spending our time correctly in the month of Ramadan also, inshallah. Then inshallah we will get the nur and the barakah of this month of Ramadan. Then inshallah the siyam will be a means of a shield also. And then the door of Jannah will be open. And then inshallah Allah will give us from His treasures, because why we have fasted for Allah. Allah says, the reward of this I'm going to give. Only Allah will give the reward. For other things Allah has mentioned, you know, certain amount, whatever it is. Wallahu yudafi liman yasha. But wa ana ajziyu bihi. Because why He fasted for me. The inside, I know His condition. I know the inside of His. The malaika don't even know that, and you also don't know that. So I'm going to reward him according to that. So we correct the inside, inshallah, in that manner we will get the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. Respected brothers, inshallah, after the salah also, very important announcement. I want the brothers to go away. All the brothers should try and sit.
الحمد لله الذي أعظم على عباده منا بما دفع عنهم كيد الشيطان وفنا ورد أمله وخيب ظنا إذ جعل الصوم حصنا لأوليائه وجنة وفتح لهم به أبواب الجنة أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله قائد الخلق وممهد السنة صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ذوي الأبصار الثاقبة والأقول المرجحين وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد حان رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فاستقبلوه بالشوق والهيمان، واصنعوا إلى ما روى فيه سلمان قال: خطبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في آخر يوم من شعبان فقال: يا أيها الناس، قد أظلكم شهر عظيم، شهر مبارك، شهر فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر، جعل الله صيامه فريضة وقيام ليله تطوعا، من تقرب فيه بخصلة من الخير كان كمن أدى فريضة فيما سوى، ومن أدى فريضة فيه كان كمن أدى 70 فريضة فيما سوى. وهو شهر الصبر، والصبر ثوابه الجنة، والشهر المواساة، والشهر يزاد فيه رزق المؤمن، من فطر فيه صائما كان له مغفرة لذنوبه وعتق رقبته من النار، وكان له مثل أجره من غير أن ينتقص من أجره شيء. قلنا: يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، ليس كلنا نجد ما يفطر به الصائم. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يعطي الله هذا الثواب من فطر صائما على ملقة لبن أو تمرة أو شربة من ماء، ومن أشبع صائما سقاه الله من حوضه شربة لا يظمأ حتى يدخل الجنة. وهو الشهر أوله رحمة، وأوسطه مغفرة، وآخره عتق من النار، ومن خفف عن مملوكه فيه غفر الله له وعتقه من النار. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا، كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. بارك الله لنا ولكم القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا بالآيات والذكر الحكيم. رب كريم، ملك قديم، بر رؤوف، ورب رحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعصيهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل وسلم على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم من بعد غرضا، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغذل الكفرة والمبتدعة والمشركين، اللهم شتت شملهم، اللهم مزق جمعهم، اللهم دمر ديارهم، اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم. اللهم ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين، ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين، واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم، إن عذابها كان غراما، إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما. اللهم ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا، وكفر عنا سيئاتنا، وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك، ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة، ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة، إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. ربنا توفنا مسلمين، والحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين، غير خزايا ولا ندامة ولا مفتونين. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله، عاجله وآجله، ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله، عاجله وآجله، ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. ربنا تقبل منا، إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا، إنك أنت التواب الرحيم، واغفر لنا، إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. وصل اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأزوى وأجل وأتم وأهم وأكبر. والله يعلم ما تصنعون. قوموا للصلاة.